The Haines School kindergarten teacher feels she is being unfairly released from her job. Sue Ackerman has asked for a public non-retention hearing with the school board. At the hearing, she'll explain why she feels she wasn't given a reasonable chance to stay in her job next school year. This was Ackerman's first year at Haines School and her first year as a kindergarten teacher after working in preschools. She says the year started out difficult. She was the only teacher for 23 students.
I feel I don't have anything to be embarrassed about. Like, I fully acknowledge that I had a hard time in the beginning. You know, I did. It was very, very overwhelming for me to kind of get all the pieces. But I did pull it together, and I think that's the main point I want to make, is I did make improvements, and then they just didn't want to acknowledge that I had.
Ackerman was gone on maternity leave between November and January. When she came back, she says the administration had made a decision.
Yeah, I had just come back from maternity leave. It was January 15th, and I'd been in the classroom maybe 10 days back, and they said that I hadn't made enough progress, and therefore they just, you know, were done with me. I was told to submit like a letter of resignation like right then, January 15th, and so it just floored me. It was just, you know, really unexpected, and just, it really hurt.
Ackerman says she asked for more time to show what she was capable of, but the district moved forward with hiring Ackerman's replacement for next year. Superintendent Rich Carlson says the administration chose not to retain Ackerman based on performance issues.
The superintendent and board can non-retain a non-tenured teacher for any reason that they see fit, except for circumstances where they would be discriminating.
Basically, as a non-tenured teacher, you don't have very many rights.
Ackerman says that's one reason she requested a public hearing instead of quietly turning in her resignation.
And I think a lot of people who go into the teaching field don't realize that. You don't realize that, you know, basically schools can let you go at any point for any reason. And the more I did research on this topic, I was just astounded that this can happen.
Ackerman says she knows it's not likely that she'll be able to hold on to her job, but she still wants to draw attention to what she sees as an unjust decision.
You know, it's been extremely difficult for me to come into work every day and stay motivated and stay positive, but I've done it because I feel really passionately about I feel very passionately about what I do.
The non-retention hearing is scheduled for June 28th at 6 p.m. in the school library. The school board will serve as a sort of jury. They'll decide whether to sustain or overturn the non-retention decision. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.